The state's top health official, Dr. Jose Montero, says the strictest requirements will apply to travelers from Guinea, Sierra Leone, or Liberia who have had contact with Ebola patients. Such travelers will be monitored for illness for 21 days while they stay in their homes, he says.
When you look at the new guidelines from CDC, they strongly recommend that healthcare workers stay home. We are going to ask them to stay home. Well, if they say no, then we will issue an order.
That's per existing state public health statute, and the law requires that the least restrictive possible isolation or quarantine be imposed, he says. As of Monday, the federal government was forwarding to the states names and contact information on travelers from the three affected nations. As of Tuesday afternoon, the CDC had flagged no such travelers in New Hampshire. He emphasizes that this is a fluid situation.
That we are carefully and closely monitoring. Our recommendations and our approaches will change based on the best available evidence and forecasting of the situation that we can provide. It may be that next week we need to be more aggressive or less aggressive.
Public health officials will monitor those who are home quarantined or isolated for signs of illness. That will include twice daily temperature checks. Montero says the state will rely on self-reporting to determine whether a traveler's been exposed to the deadly virus. For NHPR News, I'm Fred Bever.